Beck on Inside Black and Gold. We're finishing out our Saints position grades. These grades are by me. We went through the rubric before, but I'll flash it up again. Again, you're talking about starter quality with a grade from 1 to 30, depth of the grade from 1 to 20, dependability. You're talking health, availability, and consistency, graded 1 through 15, track record. You're talking about statistics and kind of performance in big moments, graded 1 through 15, playoff experience, and upside, each graded 1 through 10. Now we've gone through 7 of those positions, and now it's time to go through the top 3 graded positions by me on the Saints. All 3 are on the defense. Now, we're going to start with a position that's a small group, but I feel like it's a really strong group, and that's defensive tackle. I think you're getting slept on a little bit in Colin Saunders, Nathan Shepard, Brian Brzee, and then probably one other player kind of works their way into that group. Could be Christian Boyd, the rookie. Could be Kendall Vickers. Could be somebody else. But we'll find out there. Either way, I have starter quality graded at a 24. That's pretty high in terms of, you know, I don't think a lot of people around the league look at the Saints and say that defensive interior is a strength. But I do think the defensive line as a whole can be a strength. And a lot of it's just in terms of, okay, you have the players coming back and you have the players staying on the field. You look at that Bucs game in week 17 of last year. The biggest impact that changed the result from week 4 is you got a ton of pressure on Baker Mayfield up the middle, did not allow him to escape. Brian Brzee, I thought, had a particularly good game. And Brian Brzee is one of the reasons that I feel really good about this group. I think he's going to continue to get better. And I think Colin Saunders and Nathan Shepard are quality NFL starters. You're not talking about Pro Bowlers, but you're talking about two players who can get the job done. And then you have a guy who you expect to develop into a star. You don't draft a defensive tackle in the first round unless you feel like he profiles as a potential star developing player. Right. And so that's why. So I have starter quality at 24. I have depth at 17. That's pretty high. It's 17 out of 20. Dependability, I have at 13 out of 15. Now that might be a little high. I might be overvaluing these players, but I just think that that's a group that can get the job done and did enough of the time last year that I can look at it and say this. Track record, I have it at 10. Not exactly a huge number, but I'm okay with it, 10 out of 15. Playoff experience, I have it at 7. Now, again, you're looking at Colin Saunders as that guy, but it's a small group, and one of your players in that group has a Super Bowl. I'm okay with it. Then upside, I have it at 8. I feel good about it. Again, I think the defensive line on this team should be a strength. It should be. Now, the question is, are you athletic enough on the edges? And I think that you have done some things to get more athletic, mostly adding Chase Young, and Brian Brzee is an elite athlete at the defensive tackle position. So I just think, you know, if you execute the way you can, this is a defensive line group that can dominate games. And we'll see how that goes. You still can't hit the quarterback, and that's obviously an issue for any defensive line, but we'll go from there. The second highest graded group on the Saints is another small group. It's another small group, but it is linebacker. And it's a group that's consist of, should be a Hall of Famer, DeMario Davis, a guy I'd love to see more from in Pete Werner, a newly signed Willie Gay, who I think gives you a whole lot of upside and variability on how you send out your linebacker group. The Saints spent more than 80% of their snaps last year in base personnel, right? And so that's two linebackers and a nickel. I think they were 11 or 13% in base personnel. And I think that number is going to be higher. Now, when opposing teams are coming at you with 75% of their reps having three wide receivers on the field, you're limited in what you can do in terms of getting those bigger bodies on the field. But when they mix it up, you can mix it up. And I think the Saints will feel a lot more comfortable getting three linebackers on the field when that third linebacker is Willie Gay, because if he has to drop in coverage, you feel like he can do it, right? Like, it's not something you want to spam. You don't want to have Willie out there in coverage constantly. But if you look at how the Chiefs used him and how the Saints used Zach Bond, there are major differences. Willie Gay spent 46% of his snaps in coverage last year. Zach Bond had 18% of his snaps in coverage last year. So I just think the way you use them will be different. Either way, you could put any of those guys on the field and feel good about it, right? You're talking about sub packages and you're going to put Willie Gay out there. I like it. Depth, I'm putting it at 17, because even behind Willie Gay, I think you have Kalike Hudson, right? You have DeMarco Jackson. You have some really solid players who can make an impact. And so if Pete Werner goes down, right? Like it's one of the few positions on the Saints where if you lost both of your starters, you feel like you could go out there with two backups and have success. Now, I don't want to play a game without DeMario Davis. And to this point in his Saints career, you really haven't had to. He missed one game. I believe it was the Dolphins game, the COVID game in the 2021 season that everybody missed. But if you do have to be without DeMario Davis, you feel like, okay, we can manage that. We can survive that. Whereas I don't know if you can at several other positions. If you lost both starters at, if you lost both your left tackle and right tackle, what are you doing? You're in shambles. But that's probably true of everybody. So maybe it's unfair. Dependability, I have at a 12.5. Track record, I have at a 12. Did I say starter quality? I have starter quality at 26.5. It's one of the few positions I put a 5 on. Track record, dependability. I mean, DeMario Davis is going to rescue any position if he's in it, right? Because no one has been more dependable. No one has a better track record probably in the entire NFL than DeMario Davis does. Pete Werner has not necessarily been that, right? Like, we've seen flashes of brilliance from Pete Werner. In the first month of the 2023 season, you'd have been like, man, this is an all-pro linebacker. He had 40 tackles. He had 32 solo tackles in the first four games of the 2022 season. He played in 16 games in 2023 and he had 93 tackles. What happened? You know, and he dealt with the ankle injury in 2022. He dealt with some just nagging stuff in 2023. I am hopeful that you can see him get back there, but like that potential really helps me. Playoff experience, I'm putting it at a 10. I don't know if you could have a better array of playoff experience than you have with Willie Gay and DeMario Davis. You know, Pete Werner's not a guy you've seen in the playoffs, but between DeMario Davis, who has been to the NFC Championship game and has made multiple playoff runs with the Saints, and then Willie Gay, who in the last three seasons has been to the AFC Championship game, then won a Super Bowl, and then won another Super Bowl. I'm sorry for the podcast audience as I make faces at the screen. I don't know how you get better than that. Like, if there's a 10 for anybody who doesn't play on the Chiefs now, who played there the last 3 years, it's got to be a former Chief who is going somewhere else, right? So I'm putting it at a 10. And the upside, I'm capping a little bit. I'm capping it at a 6. And that's mainly because, you know, you're talking about DeMario Davis, a guy I'm hopeful can maintain. I don't expect him to go up. So that kind of brings it down. Pete Werner, I'd like to see get back, but I don't know if the upside, like you're talking about upside, and I'm just trying to find out if he can get back to that. Willie Gay, we'll see. But either way, I mean, that's an 84 grade. It's the second highest grade on this team. And, you know, if you're looking for a reason to feel positive about this team, it's got to be the defense, because you look at a lot of positions and you're like, man, that's a really good group of guys. One more position, and you've probably guessed which it is. It's cornerback. It is the group of Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, who I'd also slot into the slot, and then Kool-Aid McKinstry. We've talked a lot about this. I don't know if you've ever seen a Saints defensive back room better than this one from top to bottom. And I said that last year, and you had Ike Yadam in that group and Bradley Roby in that group, right? You've replaced Bradley Roby and Ike Yadam with a second-round draft pick who many will end up looking at and saying he should be starting right now in Kool-Aid McKinstry. I put the starter quality at 28, pretty close to the top, right? It was a 30. I put the depth at 20. I maxed out the depth grade for this group. And again, it's like you're looking at it, you're not saying, okay, well, there's no starting cornerback in the NFL better than Marshawn Lattimore. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I think he's pretty close to that top end, but when he's healthy, obviously. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying go find me the defensive back room that is better top to bottom than the Saints right now. I don't know if it exists, right? Like, obviously, you can put Marshawn wherever you want to put Marshawn. He's in the top 10 of cornerbacks. There's no question in my mind. So go find that top 10 and show me the team that also has the fourth cornerback who has a higher floor than Kool-Aid McKinstry, a guy we haven't even seen, right? Go find me a team that has a top 10 cornerback and also has a third cornerback with a floor as high as Alante Taylor. with a ceiling as high as Lanty. I don't think it exists, right? Go find me the team with a better number two than Paulson Adebo. That's tough to do. And so that's why I'd max them out at 20. Again, I don't know if there's a team that's deeper. And that's part of the reason you're looking at it and saying, well, why aren't they trading one of these guys? Why aren't they trading Marshawn Lattimore when they have that deep of a room? It's a good question. I don't think the market's there. I don't think teams are willing to trade for cornerbacks right now, which is weird, but I think that's where you are at. And so, hey, we're not going to take nothing for a star player in the NFL. We're going to ride it out and see what we can do. Because people get hurt every year, right? Like, why would you assume that Marshawn's not going to get hurt? I hope he doesn't, but recent history is not on his side. Either way, dependability, I have it at 10, and that's just a good example of like, hey, we haven't seen that dependability from Marshawn over the last two seasons. We've seen it from Paulson, but if your star player hasn't been dependable enough, then the group as a whole is not going to be dependable enough. And so we'll see how that goes. Track record, I have it at 14 out of 15, because I do think these guys, when they've been on the field, have been very good. So we're there. Playoff experience, I'm putting at an 8. You know, that's a tough one. That might be a little higher than it should be, but obviously Marshawn has been in those groups. He was there from 2017 through 2020 when they went to the playoffs all those times. You know, that's helpful, right? And you'll go from there. Upside, I have it at 10. So I've maxed out two grades in this position group alone. Again, you're talking about, okay, your number four corner is a guy you probably could be starting. And you're going to have to find ways to get him on the field in Kool-Aid McKinstry. Your number three corner is a guy you've thrown into the slot because you just want to get him on the field that badly. It's not even the position that I think he'll thrive at down the road, but that's where you are. So upside, I don't know if you have a position with greater upside than cornerback. The overall grade is a 90. You know what? And I just think like that's a good example. That's I feel like they should be higher than that, but it's just tough when you're looking at a grade and you're saying, okay, are they perfect? No. Are they really good? Yes. You know, can I put them at a 30 for starter quality? No, but I want to put them very high. So every time you take away a point in something, it's going to break it down. So 90 in this type of grade, that's elite. Like, I don't think you'd find maybe one, two cornerback rooms in the NFL with a higher than 90 grade if you were honest about it and did it this way. But that's where we will end it. Again, let's go from bottom to top. We're talking about 10 positions. This is how it broke down. Tight end, 43, lowest grade. Offensive line, 59. Quarterback, 63. Wide receiver, 72. Safety, 72. Defensive end, 74. Running back, 78. Defensive tackle, 79. Linebacker, 84. Cornerback, 90. Let me know what you think. If you agree with any of that, you disagree with any of that, we're getting close. We're going to find out. We'll see when the Saints get on the field, whether these are completely off, whatever. But that's going to be the end of this episode. Let me know what you think in the comments. Hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak. I've gotten a few comments from people out in California. Hey, if you want to hang out when I'm out there, hit me up. You know where to find me. I'm right here. Because I'm getting ready to go. I will be hitting the road on the 22nd. So by the time I'm recording this, 11 days away, I am psyched. To me, the start of training camp is the start of the season. So as far as I'm concerned, the 2024 season starts in 11 days. So I am pumped. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of times it's like, okay, when the fans are out there, they get an idea. With this year, it's all going to be reporting. So I think I'm going to have to kind of revisit how I report a lot of that stuff out, because it's going to be some of the only ways that people can follow along. So if y'all have ideas, requests for coverage from this year's camp, definitely let me know. I'm going to try to take as much video as possible. Obviously, I've explained this in the past. We're not allowed to record everything. We're not allowed to record team drills, but I'll try to get as much footage and put that out here, put that out on social media as much as possible. I'm looking forward to it. But all right, who dat? Go Saints. We'll be back at you next week with position battles. And I'd like to close out next week before we head out to California with a live mailbag, hear from anyone and everyone and what they want to say. Let's do it. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace.